Our globe lost a country today, in case you keep track of such things, and of course we do.
Yugoslavia is out.
Serbia and Montenegro is in, and it's singular, a new nation consisting of two semi-independent states.
Serbia and Montenegro, which is all that's left of the old Yugoslavia. In the early 1990s, one by one, parts of the country broke off. First Slovenia, then Croatia, then Macedonia, then Bosnia-Herzegovina.
The name change is just part of a pact signed in Belgrade today. The two republics will share a defense and foreign policy, but their economies will be separate.
So there goes another national name born in the early 20th century and set to rest as we begin this century.
This is further evidence of the transient nature of national names. East Pakistan split from West Pakistan and became Bangladesh in 1971.
In my short lifetime, British Honduras became Belize.
And Ceylon changed to Sri Lanka in 1972.
And then there were all the African nations that shook off colonial names. Upper Volta transformed to Burkina Faso.
Although the capital, Ouagadougou, a favorite place name of mine, stayed right where it was. Dahomey changed to Benin in 1975.
The former French colony of Ubangi-Chari is now the Central African Republic.
The Belgian Congo became Zaire, then Zaire became the Democratic Republic of the Congo.
And in 1960, its neighbor Middle Congo became the Republic of the Congo. In other national name changing, Basutoland was renamed the Kingdom of Lesotho.
The British Protectorate of Nyasaland became the independent nation of Malawi.
French Togoland became Togo.
The former, are you taking notes on all this? Spanish Sahara is now Western Sahara.
Mongolia was once Outer Mongolia.
Do you know what this is doing to the map makers of this world? Southwest Africa became Namibia.
Zambia was once the territory of Northern Rhodesia.
And Southern Rhodesia is Zimbabwe.
Tanganyika and Zanzibar merged to form the nation of Tanzania in 1964.
Thailand was Siam until 1939.
And Istanbul, Susan, you may not know this, was once Constantinople. But that's nobody's business but the Turks.